and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guests today, Dan Motor and Janice LaRosso with Explore Licking County. Kind of a cloudy start to the day, but
there's even some rain out there this morning.
Really?
There is. It's coming down from the northwest as
we
speak.
What is going on?
It's about a 30-40% chance that it'll hold and get us wet.
Wow.
I don't know where it came from, but the forecast did not mention that this morning.
Well, it's never gloomy when Dan and Janice are here, so
right
I don't understand.
Especially when he's got the real pants on.
Right, not the short pants.
Not the short pants. Oh, where is this show going today?
Nowhere good, I'm sure.
I guarantee you that. You know, well, let's just jump right in. First off, I got to know. Candy corn, yes or no?
No.
Wow.
Team Riley wins.
I guess so on that one. Neither one of you?
You like candy corn?
I already told him. I've already eaten a whole bag.
Wow.
At the house. The wife bought it, and I'm like, well, if you got it in here, I'm eating it.
Do you mix it up with peanuts and popcorn?
No, or you just straight candy corn.
Wow.
It goes very well with a Rush Light beer, I will tell you that.
Oh, that's an interesting take on the candy corn. I like it.
It goes very well with that.
I do like to take them and stick them on my eye teeth and then, you know, chase the cat around the house like I'm some kind of candy corn vampire.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's Executive Director of Explore Licking County. Are you Halloween guy?
I think I'm more of a Thanksgiving guy. It's kind of my favorite holiday, really. Mm-hmm. Christmas is fun just because Christmas is fun, but yeah, I'm more of a Thanksgiving guy.
I love Halloween.
You know what? Why would that surprise any of us? Because I know it doesn't surprise me.
Do you chase the cat with candy corn on your teeth? kind of fun?
No. I like to scare the children.
Right. Right.
I got one torturing cats and the other one torturing kids.
I dress up like Cinderella's fairy godmother.
Right. The next call will be from the Licking County Humane Society and Children's Services, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So.
This goes to show you, Joel and Dave, let anybody come in.
That's right. There's no criteria for this, I'm guessing.
Whatsoever. We're talking about Halloween, and before we get into the Sullivan Building and all those good kind of things. You know, a lot of folks think summer, spring, that's a big time to get out and do things. There's not a lot going on in the community. You know better than I. There's a ton of stuff going on in the fall in Licking County, right?
Yeah. You know, the fall, I could almost argue that the fall is one of our busier seasons. Licking County does an amazing job with orchards, with pumpkin patches, with all the fun kind of fall things. And it's really a nice push in sort of that fourth quarter. But I'll tell you too, Dave, Christmas, you know, the holiday season's kind of crazy around here too.
Christmas tree country.
The Christmas tree market is huge. There's some reporting right now that Licking County is the largest producer of live Christmas trees in the state of Ohio. So
really,
it is not unusual beginning really that Black Friday that you see every car coming through Newark, Granville, wherever they happen to be coming from with the, you know, that quintessential Christmas tree strapped to the roof of whatever.
Well, that's got to be satisfying, though. I mean, you know, the line of work you find yourself in. I mean, getting people out of the town to come out and get some fresh air, have some fun with the kids. Yep. I mean, you know, we talk about it with Van Buren Acres, you know, the Pigeon View Roost. I mean, there's all kinds of places. And that's kind of that day trip. That's kind of exactly what your sweet spot is.
And, you know, we can pull from the Columbus Metro all day, every day for those kind of things. And I think people... You know, there's something super nostalgic, I think, about cutting your own Christmas tree or finding the perfect pumpkin or, you know, apples for grandma's pie or whatever it happens to be. So I think we really in Licking County corner the market on that idea of nostalgia, especially in the fourth quarter. So, yeah. Be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready. It's coming. I don't know. Is there like 73 days until Christmas or something?
Not that you're counting.
Right. Right. I'm counting to Thanksgiving, Joel. You know, I just told you that's the only
holiday. How many days is it to Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know. But I don't know.
See, Harry.
Put up or shut up, dude.
Right. Right. But I see the turkeys are laying in the freezer bins at Kroger and all the places. So I think it's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Janice, kind of new with Explore Licking County? How much fun have you had? Because, I mean, I know, you know, Dan and Carol and the rest of the staff down there, they work hard, but, boy, they have fun when they do it. How happy have you been being there?
Oh, my gosh. It's a blast. They are a fabulous team. I got to go to my first Ohio Travel Association conference with them and meet some of the tourism friends around the state. And, you know, when hospitality is part of your genes, joining a team where hospitality rules is just a blast. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any idea how popular this county was for different things? Like Dan mentioned, Christmas trees and, you know, the pumpkin patches and all that. But, I mean, tourism is a big driver for this county.
Yeah, luckily I did. I served previously for Dan on the board of directors for ELC, and super proud of, you know, my home county. You know, we have a lot going on here. We have fabulous attractions in our outdoor, our green space. Like, one of my funnest thing this year was I got to actually hide the Find the Glass glass. And Dan was like, thanks for being so excited. You get to hide all 50.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was like,
because Dan's over it.
Right. And I was like, I'll hide one. But then I turned it into a competition, didn't I?
She did. She's very competitive.
My first piece of glass, I was so, and then you're funny because you're like in a public green space with this lovely piece of glass, trying to hide it and not look suspicious. And then you're like poking around in the bushes and stuff. And then
again, children's services. I feel
honest with you, can she go anywhere where she doesn't look suspicious?
I know, right? I feel like Randy Thorpe maybe is watching.
I feel like she's up to something right now. Right. I don't know what it's concerned.
You just don't know what's in her pockets, Joel.
But my first piece, like, somebody found it in 20 minutes, and I was so crestfallen. But it's, you know, yes, it's a real privilege to be part of this team.
That Find the Glass, Dan, that has been a very popular thing.
No, it's bananas. Yeah. It's so, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know about that sort of scavenger hunt idea. This was our fourth year. We've got about 3,500 active users right now that are following us and looking for the glass. And I'll tell you what, if we don't have that clue out Friday at 5 o'clock, people are pinging us. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep doing it. We've got something super fun queued up for next year to commemorate the America 250. Mm-hmm. It's going to be sort of Explore Licking County's piece of that anniversary pie, if you will. And we're not going to give away too much. We'll start teasing it in January, but it'll be a new design that is very harkens back to a lot of Licking County's history. So we're gonna drive people into all the green space again, but they're going to be looking for something a little different next year.
I thought maybe it was like mode of transport. You had to come by a canal boat or steam engine.
No, but that's not
that's
a bad
idea.
I feel like we're going to have to dig something for that to happen, Joel. But
thanks a lot.
Right.
I think the WNKO stagecoach tour of Licking County for you sounds amazing.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's get them on
in.
The road.
We'll see what you start.
I'm in.
You see what you start.
I'll dust off the top hat. We'll be fine.
That's right.
Hey, tourism, real quick. You know, we're talking about how big it is, but numbers wise, we talk about this all the time, and you have to have the exact numbers, but the money it brings into this community is huge.
It is. Yes, it is. I'm a little, gosh, all stumbly around that for some reason. So we're sitting, you know, the latest numbers as reported to us from the Ohio Department of Development, which is where all those numbers come from. I don't make them up. But we're at about $588 million annually in the tourism spend coming through the county. You know, that's a direct and an indirect, and the direct spend is what you think it's going to be. It's your Christmas tree, it's lodging, it's food and beverage, those type of things. But there is that indirect spend, too. When folks like Janice and I that work in the industry, we spend our paychecks in the county on our own Christmas trees or, you know, a bushel of apples or whatever that happens to be. So it's big business, growing every year. You know, we're up about 10% from where we were 2 years ago. And coming out of the pandemic, it really was like out of a cannon. We were very fortunate, I think, to recover as quickly as we did in the county from COVID. Huge driver of employment, too. So there's about 6,900 of us, about one in every 12 in the county working in the industry right now. So it's keeping people employed. And, you know, Dave and Joel, I tell people all the time, many of these jobs are good jobs, and they're, you know, it's not always what you think it's going to be, and they're not always minimum wage jobs. They're, you know, it looks like I make minimum wage, but actually,
pants give it away.
Yeah, the real pants. Yeah, I mean, I've had the real pants since like high school, but
hey, if you can still fit in them, God bless you.
I'm sitting down, Joel. So I mean, I clearly don't fit.
But Dan,
in them.
I mean, seriously, I mean, those numbers are huge. So when you come at it, Explore LC every day, is it about continuing to highlight what's happening here, or is it about brainstorming new ways to make the community stickier? Like, hey, have we grown into this area or that area?
You know, I think it's a little of both. You know, it's out of both buckets, I think. You know, we've got about 500 partners countywide that we're working with every day to continue to create these environments in which people want to hang out and be part of us for a long weekend or even a day. But I think it's too, you know, in the finishing up of the Sullivan Building is a great example of how we are just continually trying to change the narrative and create more spaces where the visitor and residents feel comfortable and they want to be, and they want to understand sort of the power of Licking County, which, you know, we're in such great shape right now. I mean, very prime for continued growth in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think it's out of both buckets. You know, we are always brainstorming the next big thing. And, you know, I think we've done a really great job of luring people into that with us, and they want to be part of it and change their own business models sometimes to fit what the customer's asking for.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what we've seen. You know, the arcade, I know I just talked to somebody last night who just moved in down there, and mm-hmm. it's just, they're having a blast being down there because they're right there.
Yep.
And they're going to be right there near the Sullivan Building, which we're going to get into next. We'll talk about that. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Dan Motor, and Janice Larasso with Explore Licking County. As Joel mentioned, we could see a little rain today. I mean, I know it's cloudy out there right now, but it's supposed to be turning mostly sunny later today, high near 70, clear tonight, and then for Thursday, sunny skies and a high near 66. All right, Dan, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but, you know, it's been a few years in the making, but that Sullivan Building downtown, ready to go. You guys will be moving in there. That'll be your offices. How exciting is this for you folks?
I don't know. Do you want me to go, Janice?
I think you should.
Okay.
You've been on the project the longest.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. It's this project, I jumped on with the foundation really in 2014. So we've been working this thing for about 11 years. You know, I tell people I had darker hair. I was in my late 40s when we started this. Now I'm pushing 60. But it has been a career highlight. I will say that for sure. I've learned an awful lot about the history of Newark, you know, as it relates to that building in that corner on the courthouse square. I've learned an awful lot about Louis Sullivan, amazing, remarkable architect that really changed the skyline in America. Learned an awful lot about construction that I didn't know, art restoration that I didn't know. So it's been a labor of love. I think Connie Hawk from the Licking County Foundation would agree with me that we knew this was not going to be a sprint. This was going to be a marathon. And I think we were dealing with a building that is so historically significant, nationally and internationally renowned. I mean, Sullivan is the guy. Architects kind of bow down in front of sort of the idea of Sullivan today. So we knew that we couldn't rush it. And this was not, I tell people all the time, this was not a Home Depot job. this, you know, we were able to bring in Rogers Cranack Architects, who specialize in historic restoration, especially in buildings that have acclaim. Conrad Schmidt Studios from Wisconsin, they did all of the art restoration for us. They also did the West Courtroom restoration, so we were able to kind of tag team with the county on their work. Dana's Construction, the general contractors, have been just amazing to work with. There has been no, we haven't missed anything, I don't think. And that's what it you know, it's what took 11 years. Because you want it to be right. The world's kind of watching this whole thing. They're watching the corner of 3rd Main in downtown Newark right now. So we had to get it right. Mm-hmm. And part of getting it right was hiring Janice to help me get it right when we moved in. Mm-hmm. So very exciting time.
So when will you folks actually, I know you, again, everything's dependent on stuff, but tentatively, when are you looking to get the Explore Licking County offices into that building?
You know, I think really next week we will start schlepping boxes across the street. The good news is we're just two doors down, yeah. So it really, you know, it's not going to be a heavy lift for us necessarily. And we've programmed the building from an infrastructure standpoint, so we don't have to take a bunch. Like, everybody's getting new furniture and, you know, new desks and those kind of things. So our IKEA desks, if you guys are in the market, I've got about 6 of them. They're not that great, but you're more than welcome to them.
Deliverable?
I would throw them in the back of the Rogue and bring them to you guys, yes.
You travel out to Pataskala?
I will go wherever you need me to go.
There you go, folks. If you need a somewhat used IKEA desk.
Yeah, just send us a quick email, info@explorelc.org, and tell me how many desks you want.
This guy here, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I know.
He used the word schlepping earlier, so I feel like he's living that.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing. So also explain to folks, before we get into the big events that are taking place, who else will be in that building with you? I mean,
actually, it's just us.
Yep. Yeah. I just want folks to understand when they go in, it's not going to see everything, but go ahead.
So the Explore, our physical offices will be on the second floor, which in the original design of the building was where bank leadership, you know, the Home Building Association executive team had their offices on the second floor. The first floor was always the banking hall. And so physically my desk, all of our five of our desks will be on the second floor. The first floor, will be really programmable community space. And that's, Janice will talk about some of that. And then the lower level, which is really the interesting thing to me, the lower level of the building is double the size of what you see in the second, third floor, first or second, however you look at it. Sullivan knew when he came to town in 1914 that the bank was going to need space. So his design of the lower level really extends out under the sidewalks on 3rd and Main. So it doubles the footprint. The lower level was always used for it housed the marketing department for the Home Building Association. Men's and women's locker rooms, which is a very interesting kind of 1914 idea of a bank gaining market share in a community where you could offer locker rooms and lounges. And, you know, if you happened to be in 1914, 15, if you were working downtown and it happened to be date night, you could pop into the bank and get freshened up in the men's or the women's locker room and go pick your date up for the evening, or, you know. So it was a very interesting idea of community, and that's what we're hoping to bring back to that. I mean, don't show up to change your clothes. if you have a date night, you know, down at Elliott's or 1922, the locker rooms are not there anymore. Yeah. And that's specifically to you, Joel. Like, just don't.
Yeah, I noticed he hasn't stopped looking at me.
Right, like, saw that little twinkle in my eye.
I know. Like, I was like,
how can I work this?
Yeah,
I just got done golfing. I got to take the wife out. I know where I can change.
You're not taking a shower in our office, Joel.
That's too funny.
But it the lower level today has been recreated to include men's and women's family restrooms. There is meeting space in the lower level. We actually built a small catering kitchen into it as well. So in the event that we're doing events that involve food and beverage, we have some place for an outside caterer to land and be comfortable. Lots of built-in storage, which we never have enough of. So it really, you know, the 11 years, it seems like a long time, 11 years and $14 million. But it is all going to be the right thing for not only us, as an organization, but also to the community. So it functions very well. The Lefevre Family Foundation Annex, which we refer to as 10 West Main Street, which is the building right behind the Sullivan down Main. The foundation purchased that years ago because we knew that we needed accessibility and we wanted to make sure that the building was accessible to everybody all the time, regardless. So there, the 10 West Main, the Lefevre Family Foundation Annex, is houses an elevator, a code-compliant stairs. So all three floors of the building, the Sullivan proper, can be accessed regardless of a mobility issue or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, the case may be. We knew that in the building, the footprint of the building, we would not have space to create an elevator in the building itself. And it wasn't the right way to renovate and rejuvenate that building. So very smart on the foundation's part to say, hey, let's really think about an elevator.
Yeah, well, all right, Janice.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
about,
that was all me. Sorry. Okay, yeah, Janice is still here.
I can't believe we were able to keep quiet.
I know, right? Well, she's drinking. She's drinking her morning diet Pepsi.
I figured
Pepsi,
she'd jump in at some point, but she didn't. I
didn't
impressed.
Want to interrupt. That's rude.
That was just poetry.
No, I do sign her paycheck.
All right, hit us with it. You're talking about folks can get in there and do some different things. What will be done there?
Well, so first you can come and see the absolute most amazing restoration I've ever experienced. From the serpentine to the murals to the gold leaf, it is absolutely stunning. Starting the week of, we're calling it the week of Sullivan. So on October 27th, that's a Monday, we will be open to the public and do a key handing of the key ceremony between the Lincoln County Foundation and our organization. And then you can come in and have a tour. And then the rest of the week, we want to celebrate art, literature, music. So Tuesday, Joe Tebbin will, who's written the most amazing book, it's really kind of my Bible, on the building, will give a book talk and do a book signing. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have a quartet from Newark High School. That's a brass quartet. So can't wait to kind of explode music in there. And then now we're going to do some art. Thursday, great friends, Graham Judge from The Works, who blows glass, and Tom Markgraf, who creates amazing sculpture in ceramics, will have a joint show. Then on Friday, my friend Joe Sinsabaugh is going to bring in his art. And then Peter Larson, the most amazing pianist on the planet, is going to play some music. And then on Saturday, we'll continue Joe's show for 2 days. And then our friends at Velvet will have some treats for us. So all the programming starts at 12:15. And if you've ever been in downtown Newark on Wednesday at noon, you'll know why, because they test the siren. So you can't hear anything for a moment or two. So 12:15. And then also that'll stick in your memory. So, and then just also come and visit, you know, if you can't come at 12:15, we'll be there until 4 each day to kind of show off the building and answer questions. I love 3rd Street. I always say to everyone, 3rd Street's my street in downtown Newark. You had John J. Carroll at one end and Jerry's Fabrics at the other end. And, you know, all the stores that we remember from our childhood, Scharf's and Klein's and W.T. Grant. So it's just the grandest street in downtown Newark. 3rd mm-hmm. Street's our street.
Now, for folks who want to come down for Monday, is that open, the kind of the big ceremony? Maybe talk about when that's going to take place and right. what you're kind of suggesting folks do, because I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit crowded down there.
Right. So we're really lucky that that corner, the sidewalk, is really wide on the Main Street side. So when Connie and Mike Schmidt and Dan actually hand over the keys, we'll be right outside there on the corner so that there's, you know, kind of plenty of wiggle room. You know, if you've been in the Sullivan, the max occupancy on that first floor is 49 people. So we kind of thought that more than 49 will show up. So we're going to just pop outside for, just a few minutes of some remarks and then, celebration with the giant key.
Get in there and check it out, no doubt. What's been the hardest part? Was it the art? Because I know when we went over for the courtroom, I mean, it was amazing. They were showing pictures of how they were laying there. And I thought, Joel, I don't know if you saw it. I don't know how they laid there and just painted above their heads. It was amazing.
Did it you makes find you wonder that? About, like, Michelangelo, doesn't it?
How did he do it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what did you find as this process went along? Was it the art? Was it getting an elevator? I mean, because, I mean, you talk about being deep down in there, like you said. There had to be so many things.
You know, it's hard to pick one thing, and I don't even see it as hard. It was a process, you know, and you had to be patient. You know, anything worth having is worth waiting for, kind of thing. I think from an art restoration standpoint, the Licking County Foundation nailed it with Conrad Schmidt. They picked, I mean, Conrad Schmidt is the premier in the U.S. I mean, they are restoring cathedrals all over the country. They're working in Europe, you know, so they are the folks that know how to do this. We were very intentional with the mural restoration in particular. Some of the mural that wraps the entire perimeter of the banking hall was missing. Mm-hmm. You know, the building has been there for 110 years. It's had multiple uses. People do things, you know, like maybe take a section of a mural out. So some of the mural work has been recreated by hand by Conrad Schmidt. But the 110-year-old murals, it was very intentional that we were not going to overpaint them. Which is one technique that you could use. It was very important, I think, for the foundation and Explore Licking County that we honored the past, and those are hand-stenciled murals, and we didn't want to erase the 110-year-old craftsmanship in them. So the murals have been stabilized. They have been infilled with a neutral paint. It is one way of restoration. So I would say that the art took a long time and was very detailed, but I would say that the elevator was probably the worst part.
Yeah.
And that's simply because, you know, we were working in a small space. The basement of the Sullivan Building and the Annex Building did not line up. So the Annex Building had to be micropiled. There were a lot of things, a lot of technical terms I won't bore you with, to get those two basement floors to line up. The facade of 10 West Main Street, which is the Annex, had to be preserved because it is part of a larger historic district. So to qualify for federal and state historic preservation tax credits, we had to guarantee that the facade of that building would stay the same. So it had to be stabilized. There was a ton of moving parts just to get an elevator and code compliance steps in.
Mm.
Probably the hardest part.
Yeah. He didn't want to use the word hard until right there.
And I didn't do anything. You know, but I watched those guys sweating it out all summer.
Oh, I'll bet. Okay, Jess, again, if folks want to come down on the 27th, what is the times? Where should they go?
11 o'clock. You can park in the fabulous new parking garage on 4th Street in downtown Newark. That's completely free. Walk over about half a block and see us. I don't think you'll miss us. You know, one of the greatest things... This is one of 8 jewel box banks that Sullivan created. Ours is the only one completely clad in terracotta. So all the rest, you all know how much I love bricks. They're all red brick, but this is super special, and you can't miss it. Corner of 3rd and Main Street.
Now, this is good, and I don't know. I think this may be the first time I've ever asked anybody. Are you going to apply for historical marker? Will there be anything that somebody's going to do there to honor that?
Well, the building is registered on the National Register currently, along with really that whole district of downtown. The Sullivan has its own, but the district itself is also marked. I don't know. That is something that we'll have to think on, I think. Now it's just trying to figure out where I packed
just throwing
everything.
More stuff on.
I know.
Right.
So you can stop now, Dave, because somebody's going to call and say, hey, we should do that.
You and Joel come down, move a few boxes, and then we can talk about it.
You don't want our logistical help. I promise you.
Oh, now see, this is where I differ.
Okay.
I'm a moving man. Okay. I can look at something and go, that'll fit there, that'll fit. Put that box there.
Well, where have you
been? Oh, signed up.
Where have you been my whole life?
My boys are always amazed when we go on vacation. They wouldn't come anywhere near the back of the van. They would just literally bring the stuff out, throw it down. And they're like, you're never going to get all that in there, Dad. I'm like, just keep bringing stuff out here till I stop.
So you like to play Tetris.
I pretty much do.
It's like trunk Jenga.
I am very good at the whole packing and moving thing. I'm not good at a lot of things, but that I am good at.
All right, see you when you get off today.
Yeah, sure. Oh, wait a minute. I meant Joel was really good at that.
No, I'm on the record of saying no skill at all.
Yes, he's self-identified.
Again, it is so – I remember when Connie Hawk got a hold of me and said, I think you're going to want to talk about this. We're going to be doing something. And to see where it's at now is just – I can't wait to get down there on the 27th. I mean, it should be a great time. Go down and check it out. It's just another beautiful piece to downtown.
You got it.
Unbelievable.
It's another great anchor.
It is something to behold. So if you get a chance, get down there. All this information just on the Explore LC website, correct? If folks want to say, hey, I just want to kind of take a look at it.
Yeah. You can also find the Week of Sullivan, the whole lineup. We created sort of a secondary landing page for it. So that is
the Sullivan Building.
.com.
Yeah.
I always get it wrong.
So, she sent me the link, and it's good. I mean, you guys did a nice job with that.
That's all Alex. Uh-huh. Dan and I cannot take credit for it.
It looks good because I was on there earlier today.
Thank you.
It looks very
good. We'll tell
nice.
Alex.
Well, tell Carol. Throw her a bone every now and then. William, my gosh.
Well, I know she's listening to us right now going, come on, guys.
Carol, get to your desk and start working. I know you're listening.
Actually, she's a super fan. She listens to you every day.
We always worried about her. So now I'm really, really worried about her.
Certifiable.
Don't worry about her, Dave. That's what she wants.
Again, Dan Motor, Janice LaRosso with Explore Licking County. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about the Sullivan Building and all that's going to be taking place. Can't wait to get down there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.